Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I hadn't rowed for quite a while, and sitting at the rowing machine meant that my muscle memory kicked in as I turned on the machine, tightened the foot straps, and slowly started rowing. I have goals in terms of distance that I like to achieve, depending on how long I row. I thought I'd row for 10 minutes. It isn't long, and I hoped I would reach my usual distance. I often row with my eyes closed, and so I'm back on the Hawkesbury River for a while. And I've never rowed in Sydney Harbour except when I'm in Mildenhall. At the 5 minute mark, I knew I was behind by about 20 metres. I was rowing okay, but not what I'd preferred. Why can't exercise be easy? If I wanted to reach my goal, I'd have to pull that bit harder. At 6 minutes, I'd pulled the distance back 4 metres, but I could easily have slackened. Why work harder than one needs to? It's only my own stupid goal. I'm in charge of my life. If you don't want to do it, don't. I kept the pace, but closed my eyes and checked at 7 minutes, 11 metres behind. The goal was in sight and certainly possible, but why bother? At 9 minutes, I was on target and I felt the strangest sensation, that now it was the most tempting to slacken. Bizarre. I closed my eyes and didn't put in any extra energy, just kept the rhythm. But I obviously did pull harder than I thought, because I finished 14 metres over target. It occurred to me that this wasn't a movie, or a novel, or a poem, or even theatre, where time can so easily be manipulated in the telling. I can use a moment to talk about a year, and I might take an hour to describe a minute. Just thinking I wanted to reach my rowing goal wasn't a matter of just a few strong strokes, but took me longer than it has taken you to hear me so far. To row for 10 minutes means that I had to row for 10 minutes, not 5. To reach this goal meant that I needed just under 10 minutes to do so. I needed the time to make it happen. So often we look for shortcuts. I hear about them in the gym. Be efficient with your exercise in this or that way. Or maybe there's a new way to achieve weight loss. Advertising bombards us with new, which means quicker often, ways to get rich, to get educated and the like. And the subtext is often that this new something is easier. We just don't want to put in the time. Nevertheless, we appreciate time when it is given to us. The knitted jumper, perhaps, over against the bought one. I think we appreciate any gift our children give us, but I'm guessing we treasure more the card or present made for us by them because of the time involved. Certain things take a certain time. I've made the comment before that Jesus didn't beam down to earth Star Trek-like as a 30-year-old. Mary went through a regular pregnancy. Okay, the beginning wasn't regular. And she gave birth to a baby who didn't mature to be 30 years old in a few minutes. The time it takes us to read Luke chapters 1 and 3. No, it took Jesus 30 years to get to be 30. Perhaps this was his training in humanity. And I don't know if that's a helpful thought. But Christians say that Jesus is truly human and truly divine, the God-man, Emmanuel, to use his Christmas name, God with us, and that Jesus died as one of us, locked in time, living each second, 1 second at a time. If our salvation required such time, then if Jesus took that time, then he must really care for us, must have wanted to do it. The it is that bit of Christmas we, and especially the world, prefer to ignore or downplay. That baby Jesus came into this world to die for us. That's what his empty tomb tells us. What does this all mean? Lots of things. But at this time, perhaps, when I would like to take shortcuts, and I think sin is very often all about shortcuts, I should instead live the moment as God intended. Why? Because God in Jesus has shown us that he is with us in time, in the good and the bad times, when we struggle and when we relax, all the time, so we can live the moment, the day, as best we can. And that starting point is knowing that we are loved. Let us pray. Stir up your power and come, Lord. Support and help us so that what is hindered by our sins may be hastened by your great mercy. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.